know without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood.
Get happy in here. Yeah. Yes, it was the blood.
some praise. Come on and give him a praise in here. Come on, come on, come on. How many know it was the blood? Put those sanctified hands together and say, I know it was the blood.
Seeking the Lord this morning in prayer, I got two words, faithful and true.
Ooh.
So I went to the book of Revelations, where he says, the amen says, you know, he is faithful and true. And the amen says his words are faithful and true. The two are one. There's no separating the Lord Jesus from his word. So faithful and true this morning. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Faithful and true.
Faithful and true. That's his name.
That's what he is, too.
Yes, faithful it is. And that's how we got to know him. I had went to bed with something on my mind and had been praying about it. And when he gave me that word, I just went to the scriptures and looked it up. And then it occurred to me, this was for me. This was for me. But what he gives me for me first. And I share it with you because I know somebody else could use that word.
We all can, sister. We all can.
Hallelujah.
Praise
faithful
God.
And true.
Faithful and true.
Yes, ma'am.
I like that.
I'm going to read a couple of the scriptures that I found.
Okay.
I'm going to read two of them. Revelation 19 and 11. The coming of Christ. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse.
Yeah.
And he who sat on it is called faithful and true. And in righteousness he judges and wages war. Okay. Revelation 22:6. Nope. Revelation 21:5. And he who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. And he said, write, for these words faithful and true.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, I received that. I
receive that. Whoa.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
I believe that so much so that what God had given me, I think I'm going to table it till tonight. I knew I was supposed to teach it, but I need to teach it when California and Europe can get it as well. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to table it until about 9 o'clock. I haven't used my conference call this year, and I want to scan something. So what I'm going to do is what God gave you, that's the word, that's the message. I'm not going to try to go behind God under any stretch of the imagination. No way. So that's it for the tagline this morning. You heard it. If you can receive it, praise God. If you can't, ask God to help you.
Amen.
That's it for this morning. I'm signing off. I'll be back at 9 o'clock. Yesterday, I told a couple of people, I had to tell a couple of people yesterday, and I was wondering why God had me tell them. You see, I had to tell a couple of people yesterday that I don't hang with losers. I don't hang with them. I don't associate with them. And, you know, I have nothing in common. Me and losers, we have nothing in common because I hang with victors. I abide with victors. I live with victors. Why? Because Jesus is a victor. Jesus was, is, and forever will be a victor. Jesus is a winner. For me to hang with losers is to live beneath my privilege in Christ. So I had to make that clear yesterday. I don't hang with losers. And then God comes, you know, faithful and true. That's right. That's right. This is victory. Inheritance from his victory is faithful and true to us if we can receive it. If you want to live beneath God's standards, if you want to live, you know what? If you live beneath God's standards, you accept in hell, period. Period. And look here. I don't want nothing in hell. I don't need no resources from hell for nothing. I'm not hanging around losers. Now you got to make up yourself where you at and what position you in. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you determine yourself to be a loser, we don't have nothing in common. Because I don't want your losing demons trying to drag me down to where you comfortable. Yay! God, I mean it. I mean it. I love you. But if you're a loser, I got to leave you. You know, there's a standard. God lifts up a standard. God say when the enemy comes in like a flood, what will he do? He'll raise up. Raise up a standard against him. So, you know, it's like when Joshua met that angel, you know, he say, look at here, he say, are you for me or are you against me? As simple as that. And if I come to find out, it was the captain of the angel of the Lord. Praise God. So brothers and sisters, you know, you have to set a standard as to what you about. And then you got to show people and teach people. Because if you don't, they're going to try to bring you wherever they are with them. So I'm letting you know right now, I do not hang with losers. We don't have nothing in common. My Bible says when Jesus ascended on high, he took captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now, I understand some of you like being in that lowly, losing, poor me position. Well, that's okay. I ain't trying to change you. I'm just trying to tell you we don't have nothing in common. Why are you here? So don't you think, don't think I think, well, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I do think I'm above losing. I'm not following the loser. I'm following the King of Kings. Who, through death, obtained victory for you and for me. You might not want it. You might not want to receive it. Well, that's okay. I'll take your share too. I want you to know the truth. I'll take your share too. You don't want it? Pass it on to me. I'll take it. Because, for me persuaded in my own mind that he, Jesus, is going to perfect that which he has begun in all of us if we let him, if we will allow him to. And you know what? Somebody sent me a little thing about love, you know? Look, I choose to love. I chose to love God when I accepted him in my heart. I was serious. Some of you playing. Some of you compromise. No compromise here. And I ain't nobody, I ain't mad with you. God give us all a free will. And God gives us all a free mind. God gives us all a soul, and included in the manifestation of that soul is the ability to make choices. I choose to win. I choose honor and success. I choose not to be a loser, period. Period. From out of my innermost being, I'm determined to make heaven. That means I'm determined to win. And I'm determined to win the Lord's way. Hallelujah. The Lord's way. So, God, I thank you that you're faithful and you're true. And I thank you, God, and I restate my position. I'm just taking Minister Hill Revelation. I'm just taking it as my own because I know it came from you. And I know it's a reminder. You are always faithful and true, and you expect no less from me. You expect no less from us. I declare this morning, I declare to remain faithful and true to you, God. And I thank you this morning. Thank you, Minister, for sharing that. I receive it in my sanctified soul.
Praise God.
I receive it.
One. Jesus washed. He washed your sins all away.
Watch
get it this morning. Faithful and true. You know what? That is so clear, a blind man could see it and receive his sight. Remember, I'll be back tonight. You'll get a text or something where I'm going to do this message at. Probably not on Blog Talk and probably not on Spreaker either. You see, it's a new day. It's a new day. Brothers and sisters, you have to enter into change in order to even function in and receive what has been torn open for you in heaven. You got a part to play. You got something to do. I'll see you tonight. When he was in Abraham's bosom, he said, send me back. Brothers and sisters. And God said, even if you came back from the dead, you wouldn't believe. Look, you just got a word from Minister Hill, who literally came back from the dead. What is there not to believe? What is there not to believe? The devil tried to send COVID-19. I have mercy. I have grief for all those people that have family members. You have a sister in Christ that God allowed to come back. You ought to have been running around. You ought to have been faithful and true. Faithful and true, just like I'm doing. Faithful and true. Why? Brothers and sisters, God didn't bring her back for no reason.
Jesus.
He didn't bring her back for no reason. Faithful and true is what it is.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Over
and over again.
Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go.
Let's try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
You keep on blocking me.